Reading from Romans chapter 5. Paul says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that the tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the transgression, for if by the transgression of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for on the one hand the judgment arose from one transgression resulting in condemnation, but on the other hand the free gift arose from many transgressions resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one the many will be made righteous. The law came in so that the transgression would increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that, as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You understand that the Bible, when it was first penned, did not have chapter and verse divisions as we have it before us this evening. And so, as we come and study our Bibles, we must constantly not view a chapter such as this in isolation, but we must look over the borders, and especially that which has come before. And last time we met at the end of October, we were considering Romans chapter 4, and let me remind you especially of what chapter 4 had to say. It was Paul pointing to the great man of faith, Abraham, and how that he believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Chapter 4 and verse 3, Paul asks the question, "What does the Scripture say?" And he gives the answer, "Abraham believed God." He believed in the promises of God. He took God at his word and says, "I'm going to grab a hold and hold on to that when everything else says, Abraham, you're a fool. Abraham, you're deluded. Abraham, you're crazy. You've lost your marbles. He believed God. He took God at his word, and he held on to that. It says, Abraham believed that God was able to give him a son, even though his own body was about 100 years of old age and his wife was 90 years of age, and he understood that children are not usually born to 100-year-olds and 90-year-olds, but he believed that God was able to do what God had said he would do. And what does it say about Abraham? That it was put down in his spiritual account that he was righteous. But Paul goes on to elaborate upon this, and we could say, well, that's all well and fine for Abraham. What in the world does that have to do with us? And Paul brings us to this very point. In verse 23 of chapter 4, he says, now, not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him. Not just for Abraham, and not just for those guys way back in the past, hundreds of years before, whose bones lie as dry as dust in some grave somewhere. It's just ancient history. Paul says, not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him, but for our sake also. The people in Paul's time, us too, to whom it will be credited, we're getting on board here, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification. So as Paul strikes into chapter 5, he begins at this point and he says, therefore, and of course you've got to ask the wherefore of the therefore. We've just given you that once again. But Paul says now, therefore, having been justified. This isn't something that we look forward to. This is something that God has done. Having been justified by faith, we have, not we will have, or we sure hope we might have. Paul says, we have, and he lists several things. First of all, he says, verse 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The hostility has been set aside, that ancient enmity, that very reason why there was a separation and a barrier, why Adam and Eve were pushed out of the Garden of Eden, and an angel with a flaming torch was there guarding the way. We now have peace with God. You see, Jesus Christ, by his sacrifice, has put aside the ancient enmity. That ancient hostility has been dealt with finally and fully. Second of all, verse 2, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. One word that we will put to that is we have access. People in the Old Testament had to come and only temporarily into the very presence of God, into a certain restricted zone in the tabernacle and then in the temple. They had a certain measure of access, but it was only pointing ahead to a day when there would be full and final access given through Jesus Christ. Well, Paul now declares that not only do we have peace, we have this introduction. We have obtained it, and we stand in it. And Paul also says in verse 3, not only this, but we also exult. And at the end of verse 2, he also talks about we exult in hope of the glory of God. We have peace. We have access. And we even have the glory, which is so very much a part of God himself, resting and abiding upon us. Paul in verse 6 would talk about how that we were at one time helpless and without strength. He would speak in verse 8, God demonstrating his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were helpless. We were without strength. We were sinners. But now, there has been such a radical, radical change. In verses 9 and 10, Paul speaks about a confidence that we have in what God has done for us. He says, much more than. That is the type of God whom we serve. He is the God of much more. Paul says, much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Confidence is the way in which Paul speaks here. And he goes on, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And we also have rejoicing. Verse 11, Paul says, not only this, we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. You see, there was war within the family. We were a part of the family of God by creation. But because of our disobedience, because of Adam and Eve and their rebellion, and us through them sharing in that rebellion, there was war within the family. But God sent his Son to be the sacrifice to set aside and to make reconciliation, to atone and to be the substitute. Paul here is rejoicing. He is exulting. In verse 2, we read how that he says, we exult in hope of the glory of God. We also read of how that in verse 11, we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is talking about how that we rejoice in all that God has done for us. Peace, joy, access, glory, this is what God has done for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Galatians chapter 2 is a companion chapter to this chapter, which we have selected for this evening, just as the whole book of or letter of Galatians is a companion to that of the whole letter to the Romans. But Ephesians also says much to this very point. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, Paul says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked. And then verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. Chapter 5 of Romans, verse 8, God demonstrates his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and for me. How can we do anything but rejoice in this God whom we serve, this one who gave himself, that the horrible things that we read about in Genesis chapter 3 and the horrible things that men and women continue to do that Paul outlines for us in Romans chapter 1 and the duplicity that he speaks of in Romans chapter 2, how that all the world is guilty before God, what do we do? It's by faith, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have this access. And so a child can come. Those without any means whatsoever can come. The person of even limited mental ability, those who, for whatever reason in God's plan of this world, as they simply reach out and say, Lord Jesus, I believe what you have done. I take that by faith. It is theirs. It's like they're holding it in their hands in a tangible, visible way. They have these things. Peace with God. And all the old enmity is set aside. And we are set at liberty to live to the honor and the glory of God. To Him be all the glory, honor, and praise.